It seems some literature teachers have a manual to tell them exactly how to take away all the joy of reading a student might have, or even how to prevent it from forming in the first place. Reading rapidly turns into a chore for students instead of a pleasurable leisure time activity. Maybe it's the lack of choice in reading material, or the fact that there is assignment or test on the reading. Regardless, students try to find any way of avoiding actually reading the book, whether it is watching a movie adaptation or Googling a summary online. How does a teacher rekindle the love of books in a student who has lost it? For one, an important thing to do is give the would-be reader a sense of ownership over the reading. Give them choice. With the ability to choose the reading material comes freedom. Step 2. Make reading fun. No comprehension quizzes, no vocabulary tests. Reading has to be for the enjoyment of the book only. A third very important thing is again related to freedom. Make it clear that it is okay to stop reading. The American writer Dorothy Parker once said, "This is not a book to be set aside lightly. It must be thrown with great force." Not enjoying a book is perfectly acceptable, as is setting it aside and abandoning it. Not every book must be read cover to cover. It's okay not to like a book. Go to the library, explore, build a culture of reading in your home, talk about books, use all the resources at your disposal. Reluctant readers might find they like graphic novels or other image-heavy books more. Audiobooks are another resource that can be utilized. The joy of reading can be lost, but it can also be regained.